No one told me they were a band.
No one told me they were a band.
Okay. I think Mouse is done.
What is Mouse doing?
He had to give something to Tom.
Was that Mouse who just came in?
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't he look like Mouse from the Matrix? Remember Mouse from the Matrix? There's a guy nicknamed Mouse. There was Tank, Dozer.
No, it's
Larry.
The
Larry
guy from
Fishburne.
Speed has a little mouse he keeps on his shoulder through.
No, that's...
Oh, that's how it happens in that movie? Oh.
The guy from Speed is Neo. He's the one in the Matrix. You've seen the Matrix?
Yeah.
You know what I have to say about any movie that guy's in? Big.
What about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
That's the only one he doesn't get a fart noise for.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yeah. He did his best movie first. He fucked up.
Where was Mouse?
Mouse was the little squirrely guy who they're having dinner or lunch or whatever it is. And they got the guy goes like this gruel or whatever. They're on the Nostromo or whatever the hell the name of that ship is. What's the name of the ship?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Morpheus's ship, and they're having the sardine tins full of the white goo.
Uh-huh.
And the tank, I said, everything a body needs, protein. And then the little guy goes, did you see that program? The girl in the red dress?
Yeah.
Is that the only line that guy has? Is that the best thing you could draw from the movie?
Would you like to fuck her? I can set it up. That's what he says. I don't think he says fuck, but it's implied. No, that's not the only. He's killed violently when they go to the house.
Maybe you could have just said that.
And Neo.
So his other line was, ow.
That hurts.
Or screaming no. Or when Neo has the deja vu. And I've seen Matrix fart too much.
Why, though? It seems
it's
awful.
A good movie.
Mm.
Did we start this? Are we doing
this? Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air.
Wow. Got a wow.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. Hey. This is Bob Schneider from his Double Life CD, Live at the Paramount. And this is called Ass Knocker. Hang on.
All I want to do is rock this motherfucker all night long, y'all. Stop it till the crack of dawn, y'all. Ass knocker till you can't go on. Stop over with the goodies and get it on.
Stop over with the goodies and get it on. I don't know what they're...
Stop it till the crack of dawn, y'all. Ass knocker till you can't go on. Stop over with the goodies and get it on. Go back to the house.
Okay, thanks for downloading the podcast.
Have we started?
Check out Bob Schneider Music. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, as Jess said it. Now, is his name David...
Danielson, or Dan Davidson.
And I say it's Dan Davidson.
All he did was give me the look, like, don't fucking do that on the podcast.
I know. Did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever give you that look. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Have we started?
Mm-hmm. Is ass knocking, like, from behind? Is that what that is?
I would think so. Yeah. What your thoughts on that, Jason?
Yeah, I'm all in.
Favorite position, Dan, go.
All of them.
Traditional? Straight ahead?
No. I like the bark.
The bark.
That's also ass knocking, right?
Yeah, that's the doggy style, right? Yeah. That's
No.
What's the bark?
Ass knocking, isn't that not...
Oh, that's
anal sex?
I don't know.
No, I think it's, knocking. You're just knocking on ass's door, but you're actually entering the other, the
that
front
was Bob
entrance.
Bob Dylan. Yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on ass's door.
No?
Or no. Who did that? Axel. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, what they did. Yeah, covered. Yeah.
Yeah, they covered that.
Also,
I think every song is covered. There's a Bob Dylan cover. Seems that way, doesn't it?
Because when he sings it, they're awful.
Absolutely.
Who was I talking to? Who was it? Somebody. I like Bob Dylan's songs, but I'd rather someone else sing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
That's what I would.
It wasn't me, but I've said that before.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? Agree with that if you said it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. It's just intolerable when he sings.
What's Adele sing that you like?
Oh, Make You Feel My Love.
Mm-hmm.
It implies make.
Oh,
make
violent.
You,
it's
make
violent.
You grit your teeth. Make you. I'm gonna shake the shit out of you until you realize
what.
You should search Audra May's cover of Forever Young.
How are we spelling May's?
May, May. Audra May.
M-A-E?
But it's possessive.
Right.
It's possessive because it's her version of the song.
Dan, as you can tell, a product of...
Purdue University.
Purdue University, before that, high school?
Harrison High School.
Where's that?
William Henry Harrison in Lafayette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or West Lafayette.
You are actually from Lafayette?
Yeah.
And you went to Purdue.
How do you not know this?
I always think of you as a Carmel guy. I think of you as a Carmel high school guy.
Oh, no,
he,
no, no.
You
good
lived Lord. On the north side when you lived in Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You lived in Carmel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And, Jason, a guy from Purdue.
Boiler up.
They were comparing Purdue notes as to who was older,
I guess.
Who
were the dumber ball players? When we were
that was oh. true.
We were talking about the basketball players and their IQs, and there was a time, a golden time of college basketball. Mm-hmm.
When I went to really, high school with a Purdue basketball player.
The really great players weren't that smart. Who?
Hold on. John.
John Benchrider.
No, he's like 7 feet tall.
Steve Stepanovich. No, that's not it. He went to Missouri. Is that right?
Were you a Cincinnati, from around Cincinnati?
No, I'm from New Palestine.
Oh.
Here in Indiana.
East Side.
East Side.
This is terrible.
You don't remember John's last name?
No.
He's from New Pal.
He's from New Pal. He graduated with my ex-husband.
7 footer.
Yeah, 7 feet tall. Help me out.
Well, no wonder they won so many games.
Yeah.
You just lob it into him. Did you play basketball, Dan?
Oh, I was a ball player, but yeah. But it got ruined. I was pretty good in junior high, and then I wasn't good till much later because I couldn't play in high school because I didn't go to puberty till really late. So
tell us about that.
Same here. Yeah.
Like late. I was like everybody, you know.
Voice changed the whole thing?
Oh, not until high school.
No way.
Yeah.
Is this genetic? Is this?
I don't know. I don't know if the rest of my family was like that, but I remember being in a ninth grade shower wearing my jock because everybody else had, you know, stuff to
hair
to show. And I had nothing, so I wore my jock on the outside of my underwear. And stood there in the shower and act like they were all the weirdos.
Oh,
that they were all gay for taking
powerful.
Their clothes
that's,
off.
That's a powerful memory. I think we're doing a lot of good work here today. I like this very much.
How long did you do? Did you do it one time or all the time?
I did it a couple times.
Okay.
Because it's a shameful experience. If you're the only person with no hair whatsoever in a shower full of hairy men.
See, I've been hairy. So I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through the... When I played high school football, the coaches would shower.
John Allison. Sorry. His name's John Allison.
I was in the middle of a
John Allison.
John Allison.
You remember John Allison?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever take a shower with him?
No.
He played ball in Europe after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. That's all.
Football.
The football coaches would shower with us after practice.
See, these are things I've told you not.
No.
These are things I've said. Don't, honey, don't tell anybody else.
Yeah.
No.
Honest engine. Yeah. You would be there, shower, lathering up, and then here come Coach. Well, I shouldn't give any names.
No.
Did you go to Penn State?
Nothing like that. Boy, oh boy. Wow. You're a comedian. Did I say Dan Davidson comedian? Maybe I should have said
did
that.
Did you know enough that if it was,
You know what? No.
Did you not tell your parents?
It was uncomfortable? Let's say it was.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a big deal. Honest. Yeah.
It's what the victims usually say.
That I don't get that.
They gave me my whoopee and I was fine. I would sit in the corner.
Chew on this.
And just be still. No, nothing.
Well, I know.
Okay, my freshman year, actually, a guy peed on me in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, this brings us.
Coach.
No, this is a senior player. I remember his name and I know he is in Denver, Colorado, or was at one time as an adult.
I will look him up.
I keep an eye on that.
Did he come to our show? When we were in Denver, we didn't do a show in Denver.
Salt Lake City, is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe, I don't know.
Somewhere.
They're all the same.
Somewhere.
All those Western whiteys.
Are you, why did you move to Denver?
My wife.
Your wife?
She had I had an apartment here in Indy and she had a home
not
in Denver.
Not just an apartment.
How'd you guys meet?
Back in college, we dated for about a month.
What?
Really?
I don't know this story.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. We dated for a month and didn't hate each other. And
but just didn't. It just.
Well, no, we liked each other, but after, you know, she went away. She went back to Denver and there's no cell phones, nothing like that. And then she Googled me probably about 8 years ago and we started communicating.
But that's the sweetest fucking thing I ever heard.
We did have regular phones back then. So I don't understand the cell
phone
excuse.
I know, but I do remember her calling me one time from Denver shortly after we just dated. She's Vietnamese. And I remember her talking to her brother-in-law, Phuc, in the background. I just couldn't stop laughing. Uh-huh. I was just like, what is your brother-in-law's name? And she kept trying to act like it wasn't a thing.
So are you the only white person in that family?
There, one of her brothers is bred with a Mijong, and that's a white American.
I was just going to ask if they had a name for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And how, what is it again?
Mijong.
Mijong. Oh, it's all very...
Yeah. It's when it's you, when you really... hear them in full force, it's like almost annoying.
It really does sound like gibberish, yeah. but yeah. yeah. Yeah, they don't have real words for things.
Yeah, my they don't count. They just don't count as human beings.
There's a lot of gas is what I'm seeing. A lot of cabbage-based diet. A lot of gas.
Really? Any cabbage.
Yeah.
No cabbage?
I don't think so.
So how'd you get rehooked up?
She Googled me. She Googled me and found me. And
came to a show?
No. Sent me an email. Is this the same guy that wanted to do comedy back in the day that's named Dan Davidson and has... comedy on his website. That's what
and
he
went
does.
To Purdue
I'm like,
University.
She's brilliant. She figured this one out.
Oh boy. Is that how your arguments go? Are you a smart aleck when you disagree?
I can be because a lot of times she doesn't get that sarcasm. So I can.
No,
be,
is that a society that they
cultural.
Really don't go? Oh, thanks a lot. This has been
not
the
at
best
all.
Day
not
of
at
my
all.
Life.
And they she hear... almost couldn't stand that in the beginning. She's just like, I have no why. Why would you say that?
That sounds like a,
why would
that.
I not? Say that.
That sounds like a great idea. Okay, we'll do it. No, I was being sarcastic. Exactly. They don't. That's so weird.
And in that word now, as you know, we each have kids, you almost have to teach them.
And
sarcasm.
One of the proudest moments as a parent is when your kids start to understand yeah. sarcasm. Yeah. It's so exciting.
I break it down. Man, yeah. I don't have kids, but thanks for bringing it up, Jeff.
Okay. You are trying to
That's
have
all
kids
I've wanted to do is have a child.
Honestly, are you that
no,
excited
I was
about
never,
it?
I'm okay with it. I like them. You know, I like. Yeah.
You'll like yours the most. Everyone else's will be. Meh.
I was that way. I had a daughter, and like would be hanging out with her, and would see little boys, and go, oh God, what a disgusting bunch of race of people, little boys. Yuck! Yeah. I've got a daughter,
Mm-mm.
and then I had a little boy, and I went, oh.
No.
Well, these are really cool now. The little boys are really cool now.
And then
cool
you had
now.
Teenage daughters.
And then
you're
I had
like,
teenage daughters, and
no,
I'm out again.
No, they're the worst.
And I'm backed out to being on out. Just screw people. I'm done with them
screw
all.
Screw people.
Yeah, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Done with them.
So I shouldn't start.
Mm.
So we shouldn't start.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I had on that.
Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
Have we started?
I like my kids.
Yeah, you love your kids.
Yeah.
So did you do a stand up when you were at Purdue? What did you do?
Go I did
the,
not.
There's not. There's there a club?
What's
in
your major?
Jokers. What is it?
One at a time, please.
Okay.
One at a time.
Sorry.
Good Lord. Three
it's
questions.
A mess, isn't it?
This is our first one.
Okay.
Yep. Go.
I did not do. I flunked out of college. That's the thing.
Really?
Yes, that's what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I drank myself
out. And yet Glenn Robinson managed to stay in. Isn't that weird?
He left
well,
early.
I wonder if he had some help.
Oh, he left early, right?
He left early, yeah, he did.
What did you study when you were there?
My major was
co-eds?
Industrial Illustration of Technology.
Yeah, see, he was probably a little harder courses than, say, mm-hmm. Glenn
it's,
Robinson.
Artwork.
Still.
Purdue's got some wild shit up there, right?
Like, I don't know if it's still there or not.
Astronaut 101. Is,
where
that,
you
is
go.
That what it is?
Mm-hmm.
They
it's
teach
an undergrad.
How,
yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
teach you how to be weightless, and then so you're not
say
dizzy.
Famous quotes.
They spin you around.
One small step.
Who said?
Did you play basketball at the co-rec while you were there?
I don't think I was there long enough.
How long were you there? You
just like three semesters, but I kept getting kicked out. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. I went into school not prepared because I look at my life growing up. I did not have the proper mechanisms to do well in school. I'm the youngest of six.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, you're the baby.
Yeah. In six kids in 7 years. I picked up everything that they had to offer, the school systems growing up, from my brothers and sisters. So I never had to study. I just repeated what my brothers and sister told me the year before
mm-hmm.
when I got to class. So I didn't have I had no study habits whatsoever.
Right. You didn't learn in the traditional way. You just
Correct.
Picked up.
So I went to college. And when you're in college, you in a classroom of 3,000 people, you can't. Or not 3,000, but like 1,000 people in mm-hmm. some of these big classrooms. You can't tell a stranger to move their arm during a test. But I did in high school. I learned how to cheat well. So
right.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, you want to go to the party this weekend? Move your arm, Shauna. Move it.
Were you a popular kid?
I was okay.
Sounds like the Davidsons were like some the first family of West Lafayette.
No.
Are you right? Are those six kids, two parents?
Well,
we
were out in the country, though. We were out in the country. We weren't
any of your brothers named David?
David Davidson?
Yeah, please.
No. Mm-mm. I'm the closest.
Harley?
Harley? You should drive a tow truck.
I'm sorry.
Because every time I've had a tow truck driver, they always ask that. You in relation to Harley?
How many tow trucks have you been in?
Well, back in the day, I drove a ton, you know, on the road. Yeah. You know, you're on the road, car breaks down.
So you get out of college, you go right into stand-up, or do you try something?
Pretty much, yeah.
Always a funny guy? Always a smart-ass or funny?
That quiet smart-ass from the back of the room, you know, just saying stuff to my buddies.
I guess that would probably be something that you would learn being the youngest of six kids, too.
But I never said shit at my family. No. I was always just quiet going, what's going
on? Well, you were like, because I can remember having my second kid, Ellie. I mean, she was kind of forgotten for a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, not forgotten, but you know what I mean. I mean,
there's a lot of middle kids who have that potential to kind of fall into the background. But then there's those middle kids that'll go, to hell you are going to forget me. And
no, it's the classic first kid, there's millions of pictures of the first baby.
Oh, yeah.
Second baby.
In my defense, my first child, the digital camera became big between 1 and 2. So there are a lot of printed pictures because you didn't have an option. But my daughter, she likes to look at all of her pictures on her iPad. And you just put them and she scrolls, loves it. Mm-hmm.
So you're still taking pictures. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I feel bad because Jason once told me that he read something somewhere that there's something for a child to be able to look at a tangible picture, a printed picture.
Of themselves as a baby.
Yeah.
Give some reality to it or something
what?
Like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I did exist. Mm. Hey, I did get attention. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah, so growing up, I never had all that stuff.
Yeah, the sixth kid, a lot of hand-me-downs.
Yeah, good Lord.
And you said 6 kids in 7 years?
6 kids in 7 years.
Damn.
Yeah. What the heck?
Were you on a farm?
Close. I mean,
we were close. There's a farm and there's not farm.
But my dad's family owned a bunch of farmland, but we weren't.
You weren't the farmers.
But we had a huge garden that we were pretty much indentured servants to.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, okay. We had the garden.
It's like the Grapes of Wrath in West Lafayette.
Do you enjoy it now?
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely love. Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, because that's the best food. You know,
yeah.
I do stuff. Me and my wife try and do everything on our own. I made deodorant and chapstick.
I love you.
Oh, you're talking, my God, Jess.
Yeah.
Chick,
go.
Chick, you and I can leave.
I think we can. This is all
made
done.
It.
You made it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Coconut
There's
oil.
Some coconut oil in it. Just, shea butter.
You've made
some,
your own.
Beeswax.
I do lotion bars.
Oh,
shampoo.
I do my shampoo.
Oh, that's my next. I'm going to conquer that.
Tell him about your shampoo.
My shampoo is, but it's.
Do you put the lye in it? Or
no, I do. I don't do it. It doesn't lather. It's actually just, because I only wash my hair once a week.
Uh-huh. Don't think I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it smells okay.
Beautiful.
No, but I do a deep condition every Sunday, so it's okay.
Okay.
But it's just it's baking soda. I wash my hair with baking soda and rinse it with vinegar. That's all I do.
That's awesome.
So I don't make it.
So what about your soap?
My soap?
You do body soaps and stuff?
Coconut oil. You lather yourself in coconut oil. You let it sit for 5 minutes and you get out of the shower.
What about that? You gave me some
lotion. Have you seen the oil
for my psoriasis?
Cleanse?
What was that? A little mason jar or a ball jar.
That was coconut oil and cocoa butter. There was a couple of things in there.
Because it would stay lotiony as long as you leave it on your hand.
Yeah. But yours, that was actually for you to put on and then put gloves on before you went to bed. And then that was the best for actually.
I should
actually.
Do that. Because when I have to wear
mittens
because I claw at my face when I sleep. And it's not, you don't want to hear about this, Dan, I don't think.
Do you do the deodorant, though?
Can I tell my crystal story? Have you heard of the using crystals, some sort of rock for deodorant?
Yeah, the salt, yeah.
Yeah. She tried that one summer.
It was terrible. But you know what? I
never have good luck with that.
Deodorant's the worst one. Yeah, deodorant's the worst one. But I think you have to power through, and then you get used to your own stink, and then it's like, I don't care what everybody else smells.
No, here's the thing.
Aluminum.
If you're using baking soda.
Yeah, that's, you just.
Just dab just a touch on there.
Yeah.
But what happened with me is that I ended up getting something. My wife had an outbreak.
Oh.
Yeah, just big, like, looked like marbles were under her skin and stuff. So she had to quit using it. And then I had a little something that kind of grew under my arm, like a almost like a ringworm or something like that.
Oh, really?
So
what
then
the
I'm like,
hell, what's this?
It sounds like this is working for you.
Because the toxin's coming out of your body, and then your skin reacts to that toxin coming out because it's not been coming out. You know?
Oh, because the deodorant retards it.
Antiperspirant.
Antiperspirant. Yeah, all deodorants are not antiperspirant.
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
Because antiperspirant.
The key is to work out, and that way you just sweat it all out.
Yeah.
And instead of it just laying in your body.
Yeah.
Huh.
Keep go to your med school. Skin nice.
What about these?
at Purdue.
What about these?
I read Men's Health.
I don't know if these the commercial you put pads on your feet and it sucks out the.
Oh, I think I've heard of that before.
We bought those.
The dark.
Yes, we got those, didn't we? Suck out all the.
Oh yeah, and it turns black. Somebody told me about that.
Yeah, it turns black.
But it turns out that
why.
It's a charcoal filter, and the charcoal filter just bleeds through the pad, and that's what you see.
Oh, it was total trickery.
Right.
See, I think 90% of this can be solved by just drinking a lot of water.
Water. Yep, I agree 100%.
That's all you got to do.
A gallon of water a day.
A gallon?
No. Yeah.
Absolutely wrong.
No, I know.
I've heard
that. Your kidneys can only process a certain amount.
And is
then
that
you,
true?
Then you put a burden on your kidneys.
It hurts for a couple of days, but then you power through
If I start to drink, if I don't...
I've done it.
If I drink anything other than a diet soda...
Shut up.
My... urine output is fucking amazing. If I go with water, I'm like, I don't know how long it takes me to pee. I lose track. But the one time I did time it, it was like over 2 minutes.
Really?
Of urine, yeah. If I drink water. I guess that's good though, right?
That's
great.
Water's got to be better for you than anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I also read that your body can't tell one liquid from another.
That's not true. That's true. But the side effects of the other liquids other than water are it's pointless. It's pointless to drink pop or soda.
The caffeine
or whatever.
And the acid.
Yeah.
And
it just counteracts whatever it would have done to hydrate your body.
I heard the phosphoric acid in the diet sodas is bad.
Well, in all soda, it's in all sodas.
Bad.
I drink pop in forever.
It's the worst.
Really? Are you?
It, like,
so you're
burns
like
my throat.
You're like healthy with your diet and everything, or? Well, you eat a lot of Vietnamese stuff.
That's pretty healthy stuff.
Egg rolls, things like that.
Spring rolls. They don't. Eggs. Mm. They fry some. Jiao yao.
What'd you call me?
Jiao yao.
Son of a bitch. You know what? I don't have to.
I wouldn't take that.
That's
I
a spring roll.
I prefer spring rolls.
What's the difference?
The ones we make. We make our own, so you get to control what goes into this.
See,
rice
that's
paper
that's my biggest thing.
What about
thing?
The grease? What about the deep frying them?
We made some of that recently too. The jiao yao. The jiao yao is the fried, and then the goi ga is the other version, the spring roll.
I prefer that.
Yeah. I have no idea if that's right or not.
It doesn't matter. I just made that shit up.
The fug you, it's
shass,
and
now how come she doesn't come to your side of the street and have cheeseburger and fries?
Yeah,
because she has, and because they grew up poor, and they would have to go to these you pick 'em farms, you know, and that's how they got the cheap stuff, and so they ate so well growing up, and then they had meat a little bit. For the whole week, just like a one chicken drum split between eight or nine of them.
Wow.
So they weren't used to that. Yeah. And so every once in a while they thought it'd be luxurious to have this hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever, and then they just be like, ugh.
And you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But we order the meat from the farms that have been. It's really, we're like Portlandia people. We go get the great, we went out to the farm to see the farm that we bought the meat from.
I love that episode.
That's a good
episode. Interviewed the cows, I assume. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like these goats. I told my wife we're not going back there because these goats were not treated very well.
Oh, no, really?
I mean, they weren't horrible, but they didn't there was no grass for them to eat.
Oh.
And they're just, like, I just took an accident, and there's probably like 50, 70 goats, and I just took a little, picked up some straw and just, hey, these goats, maybe they want something to eat. And all of a sudden, they were like just rats. They were just like rats coming to me. And I'm like, oh, shit.
You do dairy?
Starved.
Shit out of here. No.
No dairy?
No. We do soy milk.
Soy milk.
Not soy milk, but almond milk.
Almond
mostly,
milk, yeah.
I do rice milk.
Because soy has something that turns you into a girl if you drink
estrogen.
Too much of it.
It mimics estrogen. I don't know if it's really estrogen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't drink milk at all, so I'm going to
I'm surprised you don't have more broken bones.
Maybe I should...
mostly because you're an a-hole, but it has nothing
go
to do with
it. Soy. Is that an a-hole? Is that Mai's sister?
Yes.
Something like... Should I go... What milk? Almond milk? Soy milk?
Almond milk, soy milk, rice milk.
I like the rice.
Which one should I...
Stay away from the soy.
I have a... Soy.
They say soy's not good.
I'm woman enough to want a soy.
I don't understand. Are you just going to start drinking it?
I'm just going to start drinking it.
Okay, because you don't have milk anyway. It's like... It's basically all these are milk replacements.
But I've got...
He likes cereal. He likes the mixed cereal.
I like Alma Honey Nut Cheerios.
There we go.
And I don't have any milk to put on. That's the only... And every time I'm at the store, I'm like, oh, I should get some milk to put on my Cheerios. I'm like, nah, not this time.
You can get a half gallon, you know, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's a trip to the grocery store for you?
For Chick McGee?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Do you make lists when you go by yourself?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Wait a minute. Don't you guys go together?
No, we're not together. We don't live together anymore.
We don't live together.
Oh.
I go.
Thanks.
This is awkward.
This is really
awkward. It's fine. No
you
big
guys
deal.
All right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're great.
Yeah, well, we've just been broke up for a year. It's fine. It's fine.
A year and 3 months?
3 months.
Oh, 15. Is this one going to be one of those episodes?
No, we're buddies. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You never know. So then I go to Marsh, and that's the circle, the spoky.
Have you been to this Marsh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And I'm starting to like
everything
it.
Everything is on the outside.
You know,
right?
Most grocery stores are aisles.
Mm-hmm.
This is like there's a central area for like produce and ethnic food and things
they
like that.
They put the good stuff in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
And then
that's
always been a rule.
And then there are, mm-hmm. are different spokes, as they describe it, spokes from a wheel coming out. So there's like dairy, and then there's meat, and then there's seafood, and then there's
snacks.
And
so the processed food is on the outside.
Right.
Kinda, well,
they say that. Don't they say that? You should stay in the middle of your grocery store?
No. They say the other thing. That's why it sounds like this store
perimeter.
Is designed strictly
to suck you in. Yeah.
So what do I like?
Your produce and all of your fresh food is usually at the front, and then you walk the meat aisle and then the dairy
bakery.
If you do dairy.
You know, when I sit
back
here and I think of what I get at the grocery store, it's going to say, I like processed turkey, I guess, from the deli, the sliced turkey.
I can get you turkey at the farmer's market on Saturday. Let me do that. It's so good.
You guys realize you're like a couple counties away, right?
We can meet, but you can come to the farmer's market. It's in Marion County.
Oh, okay.
That
it's
one.
Down that one.
I go to the big one downtown, which we don't have one.
I got the Greek yogurt. I like the Greek yogurt.
What brand? Because it's turned out it's not
it's
that good
full
anymore.
Full of sugar.
Choban.
Yeah.
See, I skipped the yogurt and went straight to kefir. I just do the raw milk kefir.
Mm.
I like
the probiotics in
Swiss
it.
Cheese. Yeah. I like a nice piece of Swiss cheese every now and then.
But I started doing the kraut.
I like Swiss.
Have you? It's the what they do with the kraut, or I guess that's what it is.
Like sauerkraut?
Yeah, but the probiotics that they use in that, it's really good. No,
you know what I live for?
Kvass?
Potato chips.
They're pretty delicious.
Still, to this day.
Delicious.
And I found it. The Sun Chips came out with a new
not Sun Chips.
Tomato basil,
barbecue salsa, or some sort of barbecue. It's spicy barbecue. Really good. Of course,
do you
cheddar.
Have the Boulder chips around here?
Don't have the Boulder.
The Boulder chips.
No, those just
don't have the bad stuff in it.
Are they like all natural potato chips,
pretty
like you get at a nightclub?
Yeah.
No, aren't Boulder chips the
they're the
ones?
Bags that are almost impossible to open.
Yes.
Well, we have kettle chips, and we have what is that other?
But I think it's. But I thought
the
Boulder,
honey mustard chips. What brand is that?
I think it's Boulder.
No, I don't think it's Boulder.
You don't think so?
I think it's Kettle.
No, I gotta look.
That's
it up.
That's what our brand is. But mm-hmm. they're supposed to be more natural, and
you can get those at Whole Foods here.
No
and
preservatives.
Stuff like that.
You can get them at Kroger.
Shrimp. I like shrimp. Love shrimp. I'll get like a pound and a half of shrimp.
Just get the farm raised.
It get on that
because they're really nasty.
We do not have Boulder. We don't.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
Is there farm raised? Is there range free shrimp?
There's
free-range shrimp.
Ocean shrimp.
Fresh
ocean
shrimp.
Well, where else are they going to get the shrimp if it's not coming from the ocean?
Shrimp farms.
There are shrimp farms around here,
mm-hmm.
I think?
Mm-hmm.
Here in Lamb.
Are they saltwater?
Probably.
Okay.
I
go to them every now and then.
Idea.
I'll go to the...
but I feel comfortable saying probably.
What is that? What's the fresh market?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got a new one over by
just
you, right?
opened up, yep. and they are...
Overpriced?
Yes, thank you, Dad.
I used to shop there when I lived in town.
But the people who work there
are very nice.
Are so friendly.
It's worth the price.
That it gets in the way.
No.
It gets in the way.
That's not true.
Hi, how are you? Hi, I'm good.
The only time I've ever been to Fresh Market.
What are you going to use these shrimp for? None of your fucking business.
Yeah,
okay,
I remember that conversation. I remember some of those conversations like that. Yeah,
Maybe he's fishing, no pun intended, for something to go, oh, well, you know what would go well with that?
Exactly.
Is he's helping you pay of,
yeah.
I guess.
They're not, no.
And then Chick says, unless you have vodka, it's not going to go well with it.
I get vodka.
You soak them in overnight, do you?
I dunk them in vodka.
Ooh, turkey. Get the organic vodka.
Drunk shrimp.
Mm. Shrimp-infused vodka. It's delicious.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
My point is... No, I went to get some of the turkey there at Fresh Market. There's something about it that is supposed to be better.
Boar's head, is that what you get?
What'd you call me?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. And it took like three people. It took about 15 minutes to get a pound of turkey.
They had to get the manager on the line.
You have to have
the owner of the store.
And they were arguing over where the plastic bags were kept. I'm not making this up. Yeah,
you know what? But the thing is that I...
They're too friendly.
I'm sure that happened, but I'm sure that there was a question about plastic bags, and I'm sure the other guy went and got plastic bags. It was probably about 4 minutes, but in Chick World, it was 15 to 30.
And get the... avoid the plastic if you can.
Take your own. Yeah.
I've heard that plastic bottles and I get bottled water. It terrible. Tends to flavor terrible. The water, right?
Terrible. It's got...
Well, you did the glass bottles there for
we
a
have
while.
Glass. I have glass bottles that I put my own water in. It's well water. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I have a
filter
a tin can thing that I take around with me.
Yeah.
You have it empty when you get on a flight, so you don't have to dump anything out, and then you refill it.
They're really neat. They're glass bottles, and they have a suction cap, a suction glass cap. They're not really practical to take anywhere, but
yeah, this thing's really lightweight, too.
Yeah.
It's a little Swiss-made thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Isn't it exhausting being this aware awesome. Of everything?
Yes,
it is exhausting. You know what the most exhausting part is food prep. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to prepare another fucking meal. And it's not that, it's just that it's you don't get to pour anything out of a box. There's not that luxury. I know that sounds silly to say luxury, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, and trying to eat every 3 hours.
But it's
something
so
fresh.
Worth it.
It is worth it, because then you feel better, and it's...
The happiest I've ever been is when I've been in my life has been on a fast.
Really?
I was just going to say,
seven days.
7 days of just water?
No.
Juice?
Fresh juice.
The honey and
broth, vegetable broth.
Sure. Yeah. I did a bone broth. Have you done the bone broth yet?
I have not, but that's bones come from meat.
Oh, you don't do meat at all?
Not on the fast, no.
Oh, not on the fast. Okay. Well, but the bone broth.
But I would
really
wake
good.
Up happy. And I'm not used to that.
What about this? There's like some sort of spicy maple syrup you put into this mixture.
Cayenne pepper?
Vince Morris told me about it one time. It's cayenne pepper and lemon water or something. And and some special thing about the maple syrup is like born in pandas or something.
We do? We had that real hot liquid.
It's called Super Tonic.
Yeah, we did that on the podcast once.
It's what we get it at the farmer's market.
It's supposed to help with colds, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It has garlic, ginger, vinegar, jalapeno, and one other thing I can't remember, onion. They just juice it basically, and you shoot it. It's good for.
You're supposed to do a shot of it.
An anti-inflammatory. It's good for your immune system. It's good for a lot of things, but I just do a couple a day.
Yeah, I had one cold I think in 3 years, and I think that's mostly because I go to an acupuncturist, and I went to him regularly.
Oh, I want
to
do this.
I went to him regularly, and then like for 6 months, I only went a couple times, and I got a cold in that time period. I'm like. And then I just didn't realize that, you know, everybody's always getting sick around you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I've been pretty fortunate.
So how do they...
See, I've always thought that I don't get sick because my dad didn't take me... Not that he didn't because he was neglecting, but he was just like, you have a cold, get over it. I'm not taking you to the
and
doctor.
And that's part of it. We all did that.
Consequently, if you have a sore throat or anything around her, she tends to discount it.
I don't like people to be sick.
No.
I don't care if you're sick, don't tell me about it.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Basically.
That was a quote from... Chick, when we lived together, if you're sick,
I don't know if that
yourself.
Was the quote, but it was a little quote, a little close to that.
Did I cuss?
Shut the fuck up or something.
I did not say that. That's a lie.
I could see her saying it.
I could feel her.
So how many? How do they charge on the? How many needles they use, or how long it takes, or
Yeah, you want to go 25? What do you feel, 50 today?
50 needles?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a coupon.
Well, no, there's an NFL running back who gets an acupuncture, and he says, they did like 50 needles or some crazy, or
I probably have no more than 20. I think it's less than 20, but there are like five of them are in my ear. So
in your ear?
Yeah, inside the ear, and then some, maybe one on the lobe.
Can you feel it? Or the
needles, but those don't hurt. Those don't hurt at all.
Pain don't, what are you, Dylan from Roadhouse?
No, there are some that hurt that are in my feet. That's where they tend to hurt. Like because I eat too much sugar, I have to take too much sugar-based stuff that or sweet stuff that turns into, and then
those pads come in.
Yeah, maybe.
They suck the sugar out. That's what you need.
So he goes right to this gallbladder meridian spot on my foot, and I just know.
So this is all like a combination of reflexology and acupuncture and...
Yeah, it's not disassociated with each other, yeah. But I went in there. I had a problem for like 6 or 7 years where my eye just would not stop watering, and it would gunk up a lot of times, and I just could not get rid of it and could not get rid of it. So I went to a doctor, and he said, you know, you have scar tissue on your tear duct, and the only way we're going to get rid of that is if we do surgery. I'm like, and you're going to take a scalpel to this thing and create more scar tissue, and that's the only way, and it could get worse? I don't think... I'm not going to do that. So I'm like, I found an acupuncturist, or there was a Chinese name on a website. I'm like, I'm going to this person. So I called him, and they're like, and she's like, oh yeah, I send you to Chris. I'm like, well, Chris doesn't sound Chinese.
At least give me honorable Chris.
Yeah. What
or
is
something.
This, the P.F. Chang's of acupuncture? There's no Asians in it. And so I went to this Chris dude. And I'm like, all right, I'll give him a shot. And he's also an herbologist, and which is what I absolutely love.
He sells pot, right?
Yes, he does. So
Chief Big Bong's in.
He took the things that were heatness and dampness. He said those are the two overwhelming things that you have right now. And you know, and he's like, I don't know which one's dominant. I'll have to get rid of, you know, do my thing. So he got rid of the heat pretty fast, and it's like I'm too damp. So and so with the heat. The dampness in my body got cooked by the heat, which turned into phlegm and showed up in the eye. So that's how they do the treatment thing. So, and I remember like when I first started seeing my wife, we were in LA, and you know, her sister, Vietnamese woman, took me to this Vietnamese doctor or whatever. And I walked in there, and I didn't know her sister at all. And so we go into this place, and the woman's like, "Stick out your tongue." You know, I had to put my tongue out. And she's like, oh, you too hot inside. And I'm like, it's just nice to hear it out loud. Yeah. And my now wife, old girlfriend at the time, and her sister, they did not acknowledge that I was trying to be funny.
Mm-mm.
They're like, they sided with the Asian. Mm-hmm. So then it was a war.
Oh.
It's like, don't make me look like an idiot here trying to be funny, trying to use sarcasm, which
went
right out the window.
So then the acupuncturist did special treatment to make
just
you
regular
so
treatments,
hot.
Just regular treatments, and I eventually got more imbalanced.
Because I've got this shoulder pain. We all know
you could probably get rid of that.
And I've got floaters.
Oh,
in my eyes,
yeah.
In this right eye, it's gotten
There is something in the Chinese medical world because I used to have those things too.
Because and you don't have them now.
Mm-mm.
Motherfucker. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I'm really interested in this because I know a guy who's an eye doctor. He did my LASIK. A really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, they're not, you know, you get used to, the human body can almost get used to anything. But it really is like when I go like that, I see him rush by, and every now and then I think,
you know what, get
a fly in the room.
Because I think I found it in this book because my eyesight was not going great. And then I got this book. It's by Dr. Bates. It's how to like heal your own eyes.
Yeah.
Without any type of procedure.
No, but he said we could fix it, but it's kind of like shooting a fly with a shotgun. I mean, I guess it's pretty involved. And
no, don't do that. Don't do that. Because this is all just eye muscular stuff.
That when you said you were
stuff.
Too hot inside, right? That sounds like there's gunk inside that's making this happen. And if I could get rid of it.
Yeah.
I want to do.
You
got to
check into it.
I want to do
check
this.
Check into a.
Do you know an acupuncturist, Jason?
No, I don't.
I could ask him. He might have some. My guy, and he might have a reference back here because I mean he's originally from India.
Because I've done the Rolfing. I only did that once.
That seems pretty violent.
And I think I liked it, but man, I was sore, boy, afterwards.
Yeah, that's I mean, you're spreading your bones.
Yeah,
and they're
like
open
that thinking of you, every trauma you've ever had in your life is hidden in these muscles, and they're knots, and you rub them out, you don't.
It's like acting stuff. I mean, I do acting classes, and then you go into these, what they have is muscle memory and sense memory, that stuff that gets buried inside of you, and then you do these exercises, and it's to free yourself. And like sometimes you just end up in a classroom just bawling your eyes out from a bunch of other wannabe actors who are afraid to do that.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, people look at you like, this fucking actor is just a jackass. Look at him trying to get attention by crying. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
What about the, daggone it, I forgot what I was going to say. I'll think of it here in a second, Jason. Go.
Chiropractor? You go to a chiropractor?
I used to, but that was kind of violent too. I mean, mm-hmm. I would go in there and I would always feel better, but he didn't improve anything. It would just build up, and I'd have to go back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of them can be pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy was rough. I mean, he took like a big vibrating sander thing to my back before everything. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just shake me, and then okay, all right, pay me and get out of here.
Seems mm-hmm. unnatural.
Yeah, exactly. So
seems
I'm like
a little bit too much, right?
Yeah. It's here in town, on the east side, down by the track. It was down by the track.
That's the west side.
Or yeah, west side, near west side.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Could be almost downtown, if you're talking that way.
No.
Did you go to the race?
I used to. Yeah. I used to back when I was a kid. I used to be in a marching band, and that's how I got to go to the race.
At in West Lafayette.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd get to come down here, and then I remember this episode of my my ninth grade social studies teacher, because I was in ninth grade, and ninth grade was not in high school
right
at that time, and we got to go to this race because I got to be in the marching band just holding a flag behind the high school band,
right?
And we had to put on these stupid little outfits, and my social studies teacher, Mr. Tislow, was hammered when, you know, before the race,
right?
And we were coming around the fourth turn, me and my three other junior high school buddies, and marching these flags. I'm out on, and I was a smart ass kid in his class. So he saw me coming around, and he was like frothy in the mouth, just climbing the fence, like, David said, you're a faggot. Just like crazy. I wasn't even hearing it. My buddy Dave Gladio was like, I think that's Mr. Tislow, and he's talking to you, Dan. I look over and just a sea of just full of hatred,
gosh.
And it was awesome. It was so awesome.
Is that one of those memories you remembered in acting class that you
exactly.
be upset about?
No, I had no problem with it because I knew what it was a realm where he could get back at me, because like in class I would always make him look like the idiot, mm-hmm. and he couldn't do anything. He was handcuffed as a teacher.
Oh.
So then it was like, it was free game.
So even then, when you were not in high school but in ninth grade, you gave him the benefit of the doubt. He's like, realized, oh, well, this is his only way to get back at me.
It was kind of. And then
really?
I had him as driver's. He was my driver's ed teacher the next year. mm-hmm. I'm like, he had no recollection. I'm like,
didn't remember it?
Faggot, remember? Remember the faggot?
remember a name you called me? Hello?
Wow.
Hello? Anybody? Hello?
Yeah.
So.
Jeez.
Do you remember your driver's ed instructor?
He was our defensive coordinator on the high school football team.
Hmm. One you showered with or no?
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell his name, but I can't. Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's passed away. Coach Jones. Yeah. He's the one that had the spirit stick.
Me and
is that what he called it?
His wife. Jones. His wife was Mrs. Jones. Yeah. I believe she's still alive.
That's nice.
But anyway, he had a stick. Our colors. It's a wooden stick. Dan, stop.
Getting better.
Real baby, you. Walk me through a stick.
He had a red stick, with every win, we'd put a white piece of athletic tape around it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were undefeated my senior year. So it was like, we had like, it looked like a little barber pole. And he would come and I told him to fuck off one time, but I was wearing a mouth guard.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, did you just tell me to, I go, no, I just said, get away from me or something.
Sounded exactly like that.
I was just that good in ad libber then, and as opposed to now. And he hit me in the helmet with that stick. Well, he hit everybody in the helmet a lot with that
stick. That's a loud noise.
And
loud,
your brain rattles around. And yes. That might be what caused these floaters. But,
maybe. Do you remember your driver's ed instructor?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name, but I could recognize him. Yeah, very dry.
We had a couple of them because we had a whole big setup.
Yeah, but did they always work in the school system also? Like it was another, right. Like they get their teaching license and then their driver's ed endorsement or something? Yeah. Is that how that worked?
I went to my driver's ed car, the running back from the football team. We were in the same class, and I almost hit a guardrail one morning.
You get like three people in your car, right? There's like three students.
I want to say there were three students and a
teacher. Yeah. I want to say there were three in the back and me driving and then him in the, the passenger seat. Mm. We'd run errands. We'd run errands.
Run errands.
Run errands during
We'd go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, get me a Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And did they have the brake on that side of your?
Oh yeah, on the other side. Yeah, yeah. Thank God for one time, because man, there was a van parked in front of that stop sign four away.
Really?
And he knew that was the stop sign. And
yeah,
I couldn't see it. No.
Oh no, my driver's ed instructor was also my fifth grade teacher, and then me and Jesse and another kid from our neighborhood. We're in the car, and he was I loved him. He was great, but he always just was like, I was a smart ass and didn't really like always acted like I didn't care, but I cared more than probably anybody else. And so he made me for my final parallel park between two cop cars under a bridge downtown.
Oh.
and I nailed it, luckily.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I deserved it. I deserved it, and I'm glad he made me do it.
Remember that when you first started driving, you would drive anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Need some milk.
Anywhere.
I'm gone. I'm on it.
That was the first thing I ever did, and my dad goes, all I have is a 50. And he gave me a 50 and told me to run to the gas station. We live 2.5 miles from the only gas station in our town. I lost the $50 bill between our house and the gas station.
I believe that.
Lost it. Could not find it. Had to drive back home, and he was like... Well, we just don't have milk. Then there's no milk.
You just paid $50 for not having milk.
Did he do this?
There's always milk, wasn't it? They always sent us out for milk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the car they get trained on?
Oh, gosh.
That was a Sebring, I think. Yeah. Or
I don't remember them.
I had a Pontiac T1000, which was the Chevette knockoff.
Tiny little car, right? Yeah.
Chevette knockoff.
Or a Neon. It was a Neon. Sorry. That's what it was.
A Dodge Neon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys are separated by a few years.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, we had a Chevy Luminas, but the best one was the old one.
How do you remember this?
And it was a gold Buick, and to this day, I can't see a gold Buick without... Because we did range.
Luminas were Pontiacs.
Chevy Lumina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. There's a Pontiac version of that.
Pontiac Le Mans.
But he was in the tower, and we had to put it to a certain radio station. Did you guys have this?
No.
And you're going in the range.
No.
And he's watching from up high and grading us all.
What? We didn't have that at all.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. It was just a shortwave or whatever, low-powered FM.
That sounds like SpongeBob learning to drive, sure. And Patrick was on the
walkie-talkie.
It's like an
air traffic controller.
Turn left, SpongeBob.
I think he always put the worst person in the gold Buick because you would always say, come on, gold Buick. and I see a gold Buick, that's what I think.
Never even heard of that.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
That was the old car.
When I moved to... I did pass my driver's test in Ohio when I first got it, when I first got my license. But then when I moved to California, I had to take another driver's test, flunked it the first time, the written
but
test.
But you didn't hear
as
about it.
As an adult.
Yes, as an adult.
I said, bet you didn't hear about it.
And oddly enough, it was mentioned a couple times. Let's move on, shall we?
Third administration, right? Yeah.
Wife's parents don't even speak the language, and they
but they're
that
all.
Test.
Are you serious?
and they passed the test.
They passed it.
Are you
colors.
Lying? Don't really.
Well, they had a translator in there. They had a translator.
Maybe you needed a translator. You should request one next time.
I ain't going back to California.
Mm-mm.
Ain't going back.
I ain't doing nothing again.
And that's that text I sent you yesterday was for my wife's sister is a court translator.
Oh, okay.
And she was, you know, for Vietnamese cases and stuff. So she...
In Denver?
Yeah. Well, around the country. Sometimes she'll go out and work elsewhere. And they try not to keep her in Denver because then she might know some of the people who come through the court process and then she can't
Is she
translate.
The only one with that job? It doesn't seem like there's a lot of Vietnamese crime.
No. She was in a case in... She was in San Diego for maybe the last 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And these are big things, and they do surveillance. So she also translates surveillance stuff.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's really cool stuff.
That is cool.
There was a another Vietnamese court translator that didn't grasp the translation that well, and this person took the literal translation. So in the courtroom, the Vietnamese person is on the stand saying this phrase, which means you think you are so hot. You think you're such the bomb, mm-hmm. or whatever,
right.
Our translation is.
Right.
But they took the literal thing, and it was like, you think you're so delicious. So everybody in the
court. Well, that explains exactly, my text now.
Exactly.
Well,
and so,
Dan, yeah. How am I supposed to know that, not knowing that story?
What did you text him back? Did you text
he asked
him
me to do the podcast, and I said, you think you're so delicious.
I said, hey, Chick McGee here. Can you do the podcast right after the Bob and Tom show tomorrow, yesterday? We record in the same studio. Then he sends back, you think you're so delicious. Yes. Yes, I can. Then I texted him, that is great news. I am delicious. Thank you for noticing. See you tomorrow. And then he said, amen. And then he texted me this morning on the show at like 6:20, and I didn't turn my phone off yet, and it went bleep. But that message was, can you give me a ride back to the hotel? And I said, yes, brother, I can take care of you, Dan.
Yeah, because Ruth Ann, she could not.
She could not.
She's a busy woman. I have an email to answer this afternoon. I cannot take you to the hotel.
Haven't you been down this road with Ruth Ann? Yeah, you wanna?
I know. She doesn't listen to this, does she?
Yes, she does.
No. Yes, she does.
Ruth Ann
is
awesome.
She's the president of our fan club.
Yeah. Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? You're kidding me.
No, I'm very much kidding you.
We don't have a fan club.
We don't have one. We should start. Ruth Ann, can you get on that?
No, Ruth Ann she's been around since, I mean, good
Easy.
Lord.
For a while.
Good Lord, yeah. But when the old club, Keystone Crackers.
Was she a Keystone Crackers?
She was, really? Maybe started as the phone answering girl or something like that. So I remember her. I mean, she just served the
service,
ranks.
Serve staff? Wait, what?
I don't think
server?
She was ever a server.
Server?
I don't think she was
MC?
Ever a server.
What's she, MC?
But I know she used to party. She used to party.
We all did.
We all party.
There's great stories about her, and I'm.
Oh, here we go.
There's some great stories about her getting a little crazy in the bar next door.
Mm-hmm.
What's the bar next door?
Well, whatever it was,
Keystone.
Like the review.
Oh, at Keystone.
Maybe the review.
It was the
we
Keystone.
We just had this conversation.
Review.
I said people are still putting the review at the end of a bar name. That makes no sense. I don't
but
get
back
it.
When
I don't like it.
Crackers was at Keystone at the Crossing, and I think it was where.
Where was Crackers at Keystone at the Crossing?
It wasn't
it
North
was
Face.
The, no, it was the...
where the hotel
the,
is?
No, that
no,
the old
was
furniture, the old Restoration
Crate
or something.
Crate and Barrel?
Restoration something.
Restoration Hardware?
Restoration
yeah,
Hardware.
Yeah,
they just moved it. You haven't been to the new mall.
Yeah, they moved...
They renovated
where Restoration
everything.
Hardware used to be. Yeah, they moved yeah. it
now again. It's the food court where Restoration Hardware
oh, that's so sad because yeah. that was my... I mean, that was my...
Big you're going to like it. You go too. Back.
That was my yeah. cherry popping on the comedy.
Oh, yeah.
That was your home club?
That was it. That's where I lost my... Virginia.
It wasn't, what, is there, I asked this earlier, and is there a club in West Lafayette?
No. Snickers? I mean, there used to be a one-nighter that came, no, Snickers at Fort Wayne. There used to be a one-nighter at Nick's,
mm-hmm.
a long-standing thing. I don't, mm-hmm. was it there when you were there? Or dying out?
I don't remember.
Just saying Nick's in West Lafayette gives me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got the buckets on the wall with your name on them and all that stuff. Did you do that?
I don't. No, that was.
Well, there's a Nick's in Bloomington, too. But
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're, the
Nick's
chocolate,
is
Bloomington
shop. Chocolate shop.
Harry's
chocolate
Harry's
shop. Yeah, I can't go in there. I went in there as an adult. It just smells like vomit and cleaner. You know, the floor stinks.
Smells like college.
Yeah, exactly.
Smells like college.
Vomit.
Bleach.
Schnapps. It's like cheap, like entry level.
I never
nasty
could do
stuff.
Schnapps.
Oh, that's high school to me.
That's yeah, exactly.
Peppermint
exactly.
Schnapps.
Yeah.
Oh, people never. Go crazy None. For peppermint Schnapps.
No, they
yeah.
don't.
Yes.
No, they in the 80s they
it's
did.
The
Nobody
single,
does that shit
it's the
now.
The single most popular shot.
Negative. No, all these flavored vodkas totally pushed out Schnapps.
Rumpelmintz. There it was. There it was. Let's do a bunch
do
of these
it.
And go egging.
Cannonball.
That's what we
yes, exactly.
Coming back, right back. Cannonball, right back. At you.
Mm-mm.
Cannonball coming.
None of those.
Yeah, I got arrested for egging on campus.
Oh, on campus?
Yeah. But I was in high school, though. I mean, me and...
Oh.
That's because, you know, we can't get laid, so we got to go out and...
Vandalize.
Cause, yeah.
cause some kind of...
We're not
yeah.
getting
exciting
it. We're
going to
tear shit up.
Did you ever go corning?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Corning.
What the hell's corning?
Corning.
Jess?
I didn't corn.
Never corn? Marion County?
What is corn?
Oh, Hancock.
Oh, Hancock County.
Mm-mm. What is corning? You go out in cornfield?
You grab dry corn and throw it against people's windows. Mm-hmm. It sounds like makes a machine gun.
Or cars going
or cars,
by.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
No.
What about Ding Dong Ditch? Ever play that?
It's not what it's called here.
You run
need
up,
to stop.
You run up to a door and ring the doorbell and then dive into the ditch and watch them come out.
Does it have a bad name?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
And he
about?
Had never heard it until he'd been around my family. So that's I'm very proud of that.
And what's it called?
I'm not going to say what it's called.
We can't say it on the podcast.
Really?
I would never say it.
It's just terrible.
No, it is terrible. I blame you, Davidson.
No, we didn't do that. We did. We would
tomatoing.
I didn't vandalize. I smoked cigars in seventh grade. I started smoking cigars, and that's all disgusting. I did. That was terrible. Yeah, you're right.
Like
it was
big fat cigars.
Swishered,
or
no, like nasties, vanilla, Swishered. We would just
Black and Mild.
Yeah, I don't just whatever. Yeah, Black and Mild, whatever. We just thought
Black
it was the coolest.
Black
stuff.
And Mild.
I had a friend.
Black and Mild.
Black and Mild.
And she lived
you know
on a
how
bunch
we
of
do.
Land. And we'd drive an S10 around on our property and just smoke cigars and listen to Pink Floyd. We thought we were so fucking cool.
Did you ever go watermelon? Watermeloning? There was somebody in our neighborhood. Like, always had to up the game.
Oh.
Because we had tomatoes, and we'd throw tomatoes at cars going by and stuff around a corner that nobody could see.
You ever pour vodka into a watermelon and let it, simmer and then eat the watermelon?
I have not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just did that yesterday. I'm sorry. I meant another time.
But then somebody had took a watermelon and hit the, they
a
waited
whole watermelon?
Yeah.
That's damage, right?
Yeah. They would wait for a semi.
Proportion to the car. That was nice. Yeah.
No, David had an orchard on his property.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out there and get apples off the ground and throw them at semis when they go by. Mm. But we didn't figure it was going to hurt.
Isn't it just fun?
We didn't figure it was going to hurt the semi, but boy, a couple of them stopped, man. They did.
Oh, yeah. Man. We had a semi pull into our driveway. Seriously. because we're just out there having fun.
Yeah.
This is like the state fair. We don't get a prize, but we get to hit stuff.
And it makes a noise. You got to lead it. You got to throw it as far as you can.
Did you just run?
Oh, yeah. But, you can go to your basement. That's as deep as you can go.
That's right.
And start tunneling. Yeah, and then parents just going to make an example out of you.
David had a yellow Ford Pinto wagon. And
a wagon? I don't remember those.
This is when I didn't drink.
Isn't that a Pacer?
Did. It sort of kind of looked like. That's the one that's exploded.
You didn't drink, but he did. How old were you?
This is 17, 18. This is still in high school.
So no one should have been drinking. Can you guys drink 50-50 or whatever? What's that beer?
3-2 beer?
3-2 and 6%. In Ohio,
you can drink that when you're 17?
When you're 18.
When you're 18.
And then you're 21, you get
6%. Oh, okay.
The Shanley Little Kicks were 3-2.
Really?
And I was 18 in November of my senior year.
You were
year.
Saying too many numbers.
And I would buy beer for everybody. Because at 18, you could go in and get 3-2 beer.
I did that. I turned 18 before everybody. And I would buy people cigarettes, but I would charge them an additional $1 for every pack.
Nice.
And
nice.
That's America right there. Mm-hmm. That's capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was driving because he was drinking. We were being responsible.
Well, that's good. That's important.
And we were driving around in the aforementioned orchard. And I hit. I drove that. Next to a branch that was hanging down, and it knocked off the radio antenna on the car.
Ooh.
So we were like, jamming to Pink Floyd probably, and snap. And he just lost his shit. What did you do?
Well, you're not very attentive.
What did you do
kind of.
To my car?
You're not very attentive. Did you guys get in a fight?
Yeah, probably. I fucked his house up a couple times. I put a hole in a door.
Why would you do that?
And I was fiddling with, I fiddled with the arm of a recliner. And
broke it.
Poked a hole in it. And
probably because he couldn't do it at home.
Mm.
Well, there's nothing to tear up at home. It was already tore up.
Except the pool table.
Hey, you still do that now. There's chairs that have fiddled
That's
with it.
That's not me.
What is it?
That
Who
that
did
is,
this?
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
It's probably his old
Who
chair.
Actually,
that?
I think I did. That is the mice chair that you were referring to. I think I am responsible for
a portion of
that.
Yeah, we need to take these off. I don't like
of
this
that.
At all. Can we switch these out?
You can when you're here.
Okay. Well, I have to put it back.
Yeah. Dan, you said...
Dave?
Dave?
Dan?
Dan.
Did you say Dave?
I thought Dan.
Look at me.
You said you do some acting gigs. What have you done lately?
I did a golf tech commercial. It's going to be running on... it's running right now on the Golf Channel.
Mm.
What's golf tech?
It's like you go there and they analyze your swing and improve
computer
your game.
Modeling
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of stuff.
That,
okay,
all that good stuff.
You look like a golfer. I don't know if you.
Well,
care
I'm
or not,
the I'm the douchebag like... on the commercial that you know you take lessons so you don't have to deal with bad advice.
Ah,
you're the bad advice guy.
The okay. bad advice guy.
Okay, that's cool.
Did you help write it? Did you punch it up?
I actually,
did you make it funny?
What I tried to make it funny, but it seems like it's kind of they edited to the safe side of everything because mm-hmm. I was. I mean, they let me say whatever I wanted during the shoot.
Right.
And I would just riff, you know, it's just supposed to be bad advice. But then they cut everything down to just like one word, mm-hmm. two words. And right. it's like, it's I'm just standing there going, chicken wing. And I mean, it doesn't look bad, but it's like I said some just stupid shit.
Do you want to do movies and stuff or
yeah,
just commercials?
Absolutely,
you want to do
absolutely
movies?
Yeah. You know, like I'm not in L.A., so I've got to kind of migrate to New Mexico. A lot of stuff is being shot in New Mexico.
Breaking Bad.
Huh?
Breaking Bad was in
well,
New
Well, yeah,
Mexico,
it was there.
Right?
I auditioned for a handful of stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah, and in the, like one of them I saw that my delivery was no different than that guy. My everything was just like that guy, but he had a
so you being
stronger
you resume. You would have voted for him. You would have voted for you being you,
yeah,
instead of
exactly,
the guy who got it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a good
but
show.
But that show's not, it's not an option anymore.
No. Right. Next show.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there, producers, that actually would give a guy, okay, you are just like him, he has a stronger resume, but I'm giving this guy a chance because he needs the opportunity.
He needs to build his
or,
resume.
No, it's all down
no one does that?
No, they don't care. I mean, because they're on production. They're just trying to save time and money.
They're just going
to
get the best guy.
I know this guy. He's right. done these things.
The sure thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's too risky. It's like then you have to walk this newbie through. It just makes production much more expensive.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So what other, any other recent stuff?
I got a couple other car commercials that are run around the country, but they're not nationwide. Mm-hmm. They're just, I got a Honda spot that's running East Coast, Toyota that's on the Northwest.
So you've got
a Honda and a Toyota gig?
Yes.
That's pretty,
that's
you
not
know,
bad.
You gotta pick one or the other usually.
No, and like I had somebody is like, what about brand loyalty? I'm like, fuck brand loyalty.
I am money loyal.
Money
Thank
loyal.
You.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's why should we be loyal to anything if it doesn't serve us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, you get paid. I got paid for what I did. The contract is this.
What are they bringing to the table?
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. You get me a nationwide spot and then I'll be loyal to your shit.
I like it.
How about that?
I'm down with that.
Yeah, you have a website. What do you have?
DanDavidson.net.
.net. I don't like the sound
I
of
know,
that.
I know. .com has been hogged by these. They don't even have a website up. They've
oh,
had
they
this.
Just
they've
have
had
it.
DanDavidson.com for probably 8 years. And at one time,
and
they
won't
had
give
this,
it up.
They keep renewing it. And I keep watching it. And they keep renewing it. And I'm just like, it's not even worth it. And they just, at one time, they had a website up. You know, it's like they love Jesus and puppies and cats. And it was like just this. Look at this things. No, they had written a book or two about
Jesus
animals
and
Christianity.
Huh.
And I'm just like, oh my lordy. Oh
hey, what's
my.
Your, I thought I just started following you. Now you're gone.
What he doesn't you, tweet much. I noticed.
I don't tweet much.
The Dan Davidson, or
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, that's me.
At the Dan Davidson. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
I'm going to try and tweet more.
I wish you would.
I don't get it, though. I mean, it takes me an hour just to go, what is this person saying, and who are they saying it to?
You must be looking at Miss Pat's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have
hers
her.
Are out there.
I don't have that, but I do. I mean, you used to tweet like 1,000 times a
I
day,
tweet,
right?
Yeah, I mostly tweet in the morning now. I hardly ever tweet anymore.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The only way I can deal with negative tweets I get back, because I like to say that I can deal with them, but sometimes that hits a little bit too close to home, and that really bothers me.
Right.
The negative tweets?
And then I got
negative
off.
Tweets. Yep. Yeah, but she actually
I just
got off entirely.
Entirely.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't want to sound like a crazy conspiracy guy, but I mm-hmm. just think there's some sort of mechanism in place that is limiting our communication.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's voluntarily going like sheep down this thing. Oh, isn't this cool to tweet? And you get 140 characters to say whatever, and you're reducing the language down to nothing, mm-hmm. to these hashtags and @s and these things. And now the Vine thing is getting real hot, and it's 6 seconds of video to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I think it's the Illuminati.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's that bad. Are you an Illuminati guy?
No, I'm not. I'm believing every word you say,
yes.
Actually.
It's out there.
Because it's under the guise of we're communicating more, But that would be the perfect, no, we're communicating live. Turns out we're communicating live.
Yeah. And the languages are disappearing off this the face of the planet, like a lot. It's only down to like 3,000 and just like a, maybe, I'm just going to make up a fact, but there's like 80,000 last year.
Right now there's only 3,000 languages?
There's only 3,000 languages left.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm trying to learn a new one. I'm trying to learn German as well.
Yeah, you were telling me that earlier. Because Vietnamese is too hard, is what you said.
Yeah, it's too difficult.
Do you have a German joke?
A Schneckenwitz, yeah.
There he goes. Schneckenwitz.
Ein Mensch steht auf seinem Balkon und schaut sich seine schönen bunten Blumen an. Plötzlich sieht eine kleine Schnecke auf einem Blatt. Igitt! Was haben wir denn hier?
Did we laugh at the right time?
No. Dann nimmt die kleine Schnecke und schmeißt sie aus dem dritten Stock auf die Straße. 2 Jahre später klingelt es an die Tür. Ein Mann macht die Tür auf und sieht die kleine Schnecke. Die kleine Schnecke guckt wütend und schreit, sag mal, was zur Hölle war das denn gerade neben?
Is that the right space?
Yes.
Is that the right place?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So you got 1 minute if you go to Berlin, right?
Exactly. And I decided to learn it because like I have my blood is kind of from there. I was always told I was Norwegian, but the most of me is German.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm mostly German.
Yeah.
Dutch in there somewhere, but I don't know how that happened. But
Yeah.
Well, I might be coming to Denver this summer. Anything I must do while I'm there?
Smoke pot.
No, that's probably not. The kids aren't really into that yet.
Yeah, they'll get there.
What better place to introduce them?
I've been tossing around the idea of doing it.
Yeah,
because because I think every time I've ever done it in my life, I was already hammered before I did it.
Right, mm-hmm.
And it just never was a good experience.
I would like to try it.
So I'm like, if I just do it clean, just do a clean, just
a
couple hits, a couple hits, because you always like overdo it because it's not kicked in yet, and then all of a sudden, whomp, and then it's like, I gotta go, I gotta be away from everyone.
And I keep hearing that it is high, it's very good quality.
I think it just depends. It's like anything; it just depends on where you go. I had someone in my family that recently went to Colorado and. That person sent me some pictures of what they had, and it was like Granny Smith apple green. It was the freshest. I was like, that looks like that's fresh from the garden. She said, oh, yeah. So,
wow.
And I think it was called Jilly Bean was one of them, and the other one was something skunk. I don't know.
Skunk.
That doesn't sound
something.
Good, but I think it's the
I think the better the skunk. Yeah, the sweeter the juice or whatever.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know a guy who lost his dispensary. Because he was like 5 feet or 5 yards.
Too close to a school.
Too close to a school.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he had just a money-making machine and then lost it.
You couldn't have moved?
I knew his girlfriend was in one of my acting classes and there was some partner was wanted to cash out or something, wanted to get out of the business, and then his money went away and it just got ugly. So I don't know if he reopened. She's not in acting class anymore. She's not committed like I am.
Thank you, Dan, for being on the podcast. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Have we started?
we did keep asking, are we starting? And then all of a sudden we're done.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That
happens every time, it seems.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. DanDavidson.net. And you're on Twitter at something, I forget what it is.
Yeah.
At the Dan Davis.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you very much. Here we go. Thanks for downloading the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
Good night, everybody. Motherfucker all night long, y'all. To stop it till the crack of dawn, y'all. Ass knock it till you can't go on. Stop over with the goodies and get it on. All I wanna do is rock this motherfucker all